The Colorado legislature starts meeting in a special session today to consider coronavirus relief bills. Democrats unveiled their plans on Sunday, which include direct payments to small businesses, tax forgiveness, grants for child care centers, and money to expand broadband access. The Colorado Sun reports that the aid totals about $200 million and is aimed at providing a bridge until a much larger congressional stimulus measure is approved. The largest proposal in terms of dollars centers on direct payments to small businesses hit hard by capacity limits. A bill would provide $37 million in relief to restaurants, bars, gyms, and other businesses that have been unable to reopen or hurt severely by mandates. Counties that are under Colorado's red or purple level coronavirus restrictions would get the relief money first, and those that are in compliance with state public health orders would also be prioritized. Weld County's commissioners, for instance, have vowed not to enforce state mandates. Another bill to be considered would allow restaurants and bars to keep up to $2,000 per month in state sales tax that they are required to collect. Lawmakers also will consider emergency housing assistance to renters and homeowners, with more than $45 million going to landlords whose tenants can't pay rent and to renters with income below a certain level. $500,000 would go toward providing legal representation for people facing eviction. Lawmakers concede that the money isn't a silver bullet, and business leaders say it's unlikely to revive businesses that are at the edge of failing. Senator Faith Winter, a Democrat from Westminster, said the relief money is not going to be enough to help everyone, but it's the money they have. Also, on Saturday, Colorado Governor Jared Polis announced on Twitter that he and First Gentleman Marion Reese have tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the governor said they are both asymptomatic, feeling well, and will continue to isolate in their home. Polis said he will work remotely and continue to fulfill his duties and responsibilities. The Denver Post reports that Polis began quarantining Wednesday after learning he was exposed to a person who tested positive. The coronavirus, meanwhile, has been surging in Colorado, and the state estimated last week that 1 in 41 people are contagious. The governor urged every Coloradan to limit public interactions, wear masks, wash hands regularly, and stay 6 feet from others. On Saturday, Polis also extended an executive order that provides a one-time state payment to workers who have collected unemployment benefits because of the pandemic. Meanwhile, also on Saturday, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock returned to the city after spending 4 days on a family visit to Mississippi that put him in the national spotlight and attracted widespread criticism. Jamie Sudler has more.
The mayor acknowledged the hypocrisy of his decision to travel, which contradicted his public warning that people should stay close to home for the holiday. On Saturday, Hancock told 9 News that his decision to travel was not wise and he should not have made the trip. The mayor flew from DIA to Houston on Wednesday and then traveled to Mississippi to visit his daughter. His wife was already there. About 30 minutes before the flight, Hancock sent out a message on Twitter saying, "Avoid travel if you can," in order to slow the spread of COVID-19. The mayor also wrote an email to city staff on November 18th saying that even though everyone longs to be with their families in person, with the rise in coronavirus cases, he urged them to refrain from travel this Thanksgiving holiday. He added that for his family, that meant canceling the traditional gathering of their extended family. On Saturday, Hancock said that making the trip was a mistake that he deeply regrets and for which he apologizes. The mayor said he will quarantine for 14 days and work remotely during that time. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.
Again, on the coronavirus subject, on Sunday, the State Department of Public Health and Environment reported that there were 1,749 patients hospitalized in Colorado, and the 7-day moving average positivity rate of virus infections increased to just over 11%. Positivity is an important indicator of the status of COVID-19 in the state. To contain the virus, the World Health Organization recommends that the positivity rate be at or below 5%. Boulder County on Sunday reported 87 new coronavirus cases and no new deaths. The University of Colorado Boulder reported on Friday 23 positive tests out of 377 diagnostic tests. On Saturday, the county reported 159 new coronavirus cases and 4 new deaths, a single-day death toll not seen since May.